Let's go. Everything will be fine, Todd said, trying to sound reassuring. Todd let go of Peyton to unlock the front door. It was held in place with two deadbolts and a chain. Once the door was unlocked, Todd pulled it open, only to find a zombie just outside. The skeletal-looking creature grabbed Todd and pulled him forward. Todd had left his machete in the van, but his hand came up just under the zombie's chin. Todd grabbed the narrow neck, pushing up on the chin and slamming the monster's mouth shut. The shriveled fingers pinched hard on Todd's arms and pulled him so close he could smell the rotten stench of the vile creature. Todd could hear Peyton, who was screaming in horror right behind him. Todd's free hand yanked the .22 pistol from his waistband and shoved it against the zombie's head. He tried to pull the trigger, but it wouldn't move. To Todd's horror, he realized he had failed to flip off the safety. He pressed a button on the side of the pistol with his index finger, but instead of disengaging the safety, the magazine dropped from the handle of the gun. An explosion sounded behind Todd, then another. Peyton was shooting at the zombie, and Todd thought of Clay's admonition about friendly fire. Todd felt the wind from the first bullet, and the second dug a burning furrow across his upper arm. Shit! Todd screamed. Quickly, he pressed the safety on his pistol up and into the ready-to-fire position. Another explosion sounded behind him, and Todd felt the heat and wind of the bullet that shot past his ear. He couldn't think of how close he was to being killed by Peyton, who was firing a gun from the floor behind him. Todd tugged on the trigger, and the .22 Beretta NOS target pistol fired the bullet that had already been chambered. There was a splash of black blood, some globbed onto Todd's night vision goggles, and the rest splashed across his face. The zombie dropped, pulling Todd down with it.